Yerushalmi, printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Chof. We begin in the Yerushalmi at the foot of Yud Tef Mabeth, the second last line, Rav Nachas Letamon. Rav Nachas Letamon, Chamsun Mikilim V'chamalehain. Rav descended to Bavel and saw that they were lenient to leave meat in the possession of Gentiles, and he was stringent with them. Chad Barnash, Ozil Boy Meshivga Askupte, Begoy Nahara Vinchasa, Vazile Chazabai Mithvina. A person went to wash his meat in the river and left it there. When he returned, he wished to take it back. Hamali Rab Asamach, Dana Ama Hahishataf Nahara Vaisi Hoe Denevela Tachtoi. Rav prohibited the meat to him, as perhaps the river washed it away and bought a piece of nevela meat there instead. Chad Barnash, have Maharich Bashuk Toyen Kupad, Asa Daisa, Vachatafte Mine, Vitalakte Chazaboy Misvina. A person was walking in the marketplace carrying meat. A vulture swooped down and snatched it from him and then threw it down. Amalei Rav, Asalach Danaama Basan de Nevela Havith, Taina Vitalakte, Vanasa Havu Achrona. Rav prohibited the meat to him, as perhaps it was nevela meat, as the vulture had thrown it down and then taken the other one. Ginoi Shatav Zikin Asa Uvda Kaimir Vidsat the Rabbi Eloza Vaamai Chachmun Shafaya Kitrahoin. The river Ganai washed away some wineskins. The case came before Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Eloza, who said, let the wine merchants recognize their knots. Nuknika Ishtachech Bekanishta the bully Asa Uvda, Kaimi Rabbi Yomya, Ama Yishak Mun, Skuraya Avitain. Wine containers were found in the synagogue of Bully. The case came before Rabbi Yomya, who said, let the markers, means those who paint markings on the containers, recognize their work. Gedit Sali Ishtachach Beistri de Gufta, Vetiru Misham Shnei Droim, Misham Vetsia, Misham Roiv Mahalche Drochim. A roasted kid was found in the street of Gufta, and it permitted it on two counts, on account of being a lost item that does not need to be returned, and on account of the majority of the people that travel the roads. Mishum Metzia, Detani Amid, Metzil Miad Ari, Miad Agais, Mishir Asayam, Mishir Asanar, Umi Salcha Gedoila, Mipalcha Gedoila, Hari Elu Shaloi, Mifne Shabailim, Mishashim Mehen. On account of being a lost item, as a Baisa taught, one who saves an item from a lion, from troops, from the tide, from the riverbank, where the river often overflows, from a public highway, or from a large marketplace, he may keep it, as the owners give up hope of retrieving it. Mishum Rav Mahalchei Drochim, Mishum Shechitas Goy. On account of the majority of the people that travel the roads, who are Jewish, despite the concern that a Gentile may have slaughtered it. Vishtachech, Min the base Rebbe. In the end, the roasted kid was found to have come from the house of Rebbe. Igor the governor ishtachech mepundaka the Levi vitiru mishum shnei droim mishum mitzia mishum roiv mahalchei drochem. A circular cheese was found in the inn of Levi, and they permitted it on two counts, on account of being a lost item and on account of the majority of the people that travel the roads. Mishum Metzia, Detani, Hamatzia Miyad Hagayef, Miyad Ari, Mishir Asayam, Mishir Asanar, Mith Umisaotia, Gadela, Mipalti Gadela, Hare Elu Shaloi, Mipnesha Abalim, Mithyashim Mehen. On account of being a lost item, as a Baisa taught, one who saves an item from a line, from troops, from the tide, from the riverbank, where the river often overflows, from a public highway, or from a large marketplace, he may keep it, as the owners give up hope of retrieving it. Mishum roiv mahalchei drochem, mishum gavinas akum. On account of the majority of the people that travel the roads, who are Jewish, despite the possibility of it being cheese of a Gentile, which would have been prohibited. Vishtakech min de Rabbalaza Babiosi. In the end, it was found to belong to Rabbalaza Babiosi. Am Rabimana kaimei Babiosi, va'anan chamian rabbonan machrizen. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yossi, but we see Rabbanon announcing it even though it was found in a public place. Amale at in Havisa Mishach Lenisvas Vyona Avuch Lehamakain El Amah Halavai Kanishtach Nishkach Ben Piusa Ulegai. Rabbi Yossi said to Mana, well, if you would find it something there, would you not keep it? Your father, Rabbi Yona, didn't say this. He said, if only when I would find such an item, it would be found from Piusa and outside, where there are many passers-by. Afilo Kain Ashkach from Enasiv. Nevertheless, when Rabbi Yona found a lost item in such a place, he did not keep it. And the Mishnah Halacha Gimel now says, Behema shenimtzes miYerushalayim al migdal eder ukvedas lechol ruach v'chaim oilos nekevos zivchei shalom. If an animal is found between Yerushalayim and migdal eder, or within the same distance in any direction, males are all to be oilos and females are shlomim. Rabbi Yehuda ime haroi lepsachim koidim regel lamajim. Rabbi Yehuda said that those suitable to be Pesachim offerings may be used as such if found within 30 days of Pesach. Originally they would take collateral from the finder until he bought its libations. People began to leave the animal and escape. Based on instituted that its libations would come from communal funds. Am Rabbi Shimon, Zion Dram Hiskinu Beistin, Rezeh Echad Mehen. Rabbi Shimon says that Beistin instituted seven laws, and that is one of them. Akum Shashalach Oilosai Melesayam, Veshalach Ima Nesachim, Craven Mishaloi Vimlav, Craven Mishal Sibyl. The second law is that if a Gentile sends an Oilah offering from overseas together with money for its libations, they are offered from his money. If not, then they are offered from communal funds. V'chein ger shemeifin yehzvochim m'yeshlein nesachim kreivim mishalai v'imlav kreivim mishal sibol. The third law is that if a convert died without inheritors and he left sacrifices, if he had libation set aside, they are bought. If not, they are bought from communal funds. But tanai based in who al kohen gadol shemeif shetei munchosei kreivim mishal sibol. The fourth law is that a stipulation of based in that if a kohen gadol died, his mincha is brought from communal funds until the next kohen gadol is appointed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishal Yoshim, Ushlema Haisad Kreva. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is brought from funds of his inheritors, and it is brought complete rather than half being bought in the morning and half in the afternoon, as the kohen gadol himself brings. Al HaMelech V'Ala Eitzim, Shiyu Kohanim, Ne'usim Bahen. The fifth law is that they stipulated that the kohanim were permitted to benefit from the salt and wood of Hekdush to prepare the edible parts of the sacrifices. And the sixth law is that the people would not transgress the prohibition of Me'ila, which is benefiting from Hekdush, for using the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which is the red heifer. And the seventh law is that disqualified nest offerings should be replaced from communal funds. Rabbi Yossi Omer HaMesapik Esakinim Hu Mesapik Esapsulois, whereas Rabbi Yossi says the seller who supplied the nest must replace the disqualified nests. And the Gemara says Rabbi Hoshe Rabba Omer Levob Dominium Shonu. Rabbi Hoshe Rabba says the first law of the Mishnah teaches about one who finds an animal and wishes to settle its status by redeeming it for money, etc. Amri Rabbi Yochanan, Oimim Roy La Adam Tse Ma'oba Kodjim, Ele Hilchu Bahem Acha Roiv, Im Roiv Zachorim Oilais, Im Roiv Nekebois Zivchei Shlomim. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shirabba, do we tell a person to transgress an Ela with Kodjim? Rather, Chazal follow the majority. If the majority are males, they are Oilais. If the majority are females, they are Shlomim. Ve'ina Shlomim Boim in a Zachorim, Rabbi Nekebois. And the Gemara asks, can Shlomim not come from both males and females? Kesa du Oise, Meitziam lechulin v'chayze v'oise oisam oilais. What does he do? He transfers them to chulin, means by waiting until they get a blemish and then redeeming them, and he then buys an oila with the money. Amr Bizeira, commandat Omar Ta'man to not based in who, Alam Raisere, such as Yikru Oilais, Kainat Ma Ifhacha to not based in who, Ala Oivdais, Yikru Oilais. Abzeira says that just as you said earlier, that it is a stipulation of based in that the excess be brought as Oila offerings, so too here it's a stipulation of based in that the lost animals be brought as Oilais. Amr Bizeira, Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, Ein ze mezed. Rabbi Yosi to Rabbi Yaakov said, is that not intentional transgression? And Rabbi Yaakov said back to Rabbi Yosi, no, since it's a stipulation of Beis Din, it's not intentional transgression. Amr Rabbi Yasa, ad da amat haman, shamis kal Rabbi Yehuda, shal l'shmul, hifrish shiklai umes. Rabbi Yasa said, while I was still there in Bavel, I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, if a person separated his shekel and then died, what is the law? Amalei Yiplul Nadava. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, it falls as a pledge into one of the Nadava boxes we had earlier. Rav Yehuda said that excess funds of the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an Eifa should be thrown into the Dead Sea. Rav Elazar Omar Yiplul Nadava. Whereas the blood says no, it should be, they should fall as a pledge. Asir Saifa shall claim Godel, Rabbi Yochan Omar, Chutzoisa Vaharkach Makacha. Rabbi Yochan says the tenth of an Eifa of the Kohen Godel is first halved and then consecrated. Rabbi Shimon Nakish Omar Makacha, Vakacha Chutzoisa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Nakish says no, it's first consecrated and then halved. Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Makriv, Mechzeh, Mechzeh, Ovad. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan for a Mishnah in Menachos that it says that he offered half and half is lost. And the case is if a Kohen Gadol died after bringing his morning Mincha, the replacement Kohen Gadol brings a new full tenth and divides it. Well, why is the second half lost if he did not consecrate it? The answer is even excess funds are thrown into the Dead Sea, and the second half of the tenth of the Eifa, which is unconsecrated, is also viewed as excess funds. Masnisa pliga al shei Rabbi Yochanan nimsu shnei chatzayim kreivim v'shnei chatzayim avudim. We have a question against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah Menachos. We find that two halves are offered and two halves are lost. The Tani ala. Mechzeh Rishon or Mechzeh Sheni to Abitzavasan Yedz Leveis HaSreifa. And we have a brayso on that Mishnah that the half left from the first deceased Kohen Gadol and the half left unused from the second Kohen Gadol both must be left for their forms to change means until they become Noisa and they are then taken to the place of burning. And according to Yochanan, why would this need to be done if they were not consecrated? Patalag could be Shmuel Amar Isoin Mekadesh. We answer, explaining like Rabbi Shmuel, that the tenth of an Eifa container consecrates. Kishakoyin miskarev tchela la'aveda mevi asirasa Eifa shaloi v'ovda biyadoi. When the Kohen approaches to serve for the first time, he brings his tenth of an Eifa and himself performs the service. Echad Kohen Gadol ve'echad Kohen Hedyot she'ovdu ad shalehevi'u asirasa Eifa shalohem avedosam kashira. If either a Kohen Gadol or a regular Kohen served before bringing their tenth of an Eifa, their service is valid. Rabbi Mana boy, Meima boy, Bayoim, Shinizkav Tachila la Avoida, Bayoim Nesmal, Yos Kohen Gadol, Mevishtaim, Achas Lechinuchoi, Achas Lechivas, Hayoim. Rabbi Mana wanted to say that if on the very day that a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen began his service, he was appointed Kohen Gadol, he brings two tenths of an Eifa offerings. One for his inauguration and one for his day's obligation. Tufini, b'shach avor, tufini, v'ein b'shachris tufini. The pasuk says in Vayikra, in Peg Vav pasuk Yudalad, repeatedly baked. When it's brought, it is baked, it's not baked early in the morning. V'hataninan, hemidu oise chavisim, la'ases chavisim. The Gemara asks that we learn in a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that before daybreak, they assigned the one who made the chavitim, which are the griddle cakes, to make them. And this implies that they are in fact prepared before daybreak. Rav Chiya Ba'acha answered that refers to making hot water for the scalding, but the actual baking was not done until later. To fini, Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Hanina metagno v'chakach oifo isa. Rabbi Yassa, quoting Rabbi Hanina, said that he first fries it and then he bakes it. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Hanina oifo isa v'chakach metagno. Where Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Hanina, said he first bakes it and then he fries it. To fini, te'afena, no. The pasuk said to fini, repeatedly baked, and this means it should be baked after it is partially boiled. Rebbe Omer ta'afena noe. Rebbe says bake it when it's beautiful, means rather than after it's fried, when the oil and the pan darken it. Rebbe Dosa Omer ta'afena riva. Rebbe Dosa says bake it many times, as there was tefine. Tefine is plural. Asyan ilain palgarasa ken hinen palgarasa manda amma ta'afena noe, manda amma oifer v'achakach metagno. This dispute corresponds with the other dispute. The one who says, bake it when it's beautiful, is like the one who said, bake it and then fry it. The one who said, bake it when it's partially boiled, is like the one who said, fry it and then bake it. Lo yisayf davar shemeis, ela afilu nitma v'afilu nitchamimum. The Gemara asks, is this the case not only if the Kohen Gadol died, but even if he became Tomei or was rejected because he had a blemish? Tani should say, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, davar dalia v'afilu nitcha mimum. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi answered from a braisa that even if he was rejected because he had a blemish. Minayin haKohen Gadol shemeis v'lo minu acher tachtov, shetei min chosei krevim mishal yoshim. From where do we know that if a Kohen Gadol died and they did not yet appoint another in his place, that his mincha is bought from the property of his inheritors? Tamriloima mi bonov yasa isa, the answer from the posuk in Vayikra, Vav, posuk des Vav, from his sons, shall prepare it. Yachol yive'ene lechatzayim, I might say that he brings it by halves. Tamriloima isa kula, amarti divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is no, the posuk said there, it, meaning all of it, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon aimer, Ein ba ela b'shar tzibur, sh'nema chok olam, and she say, mi sh'abris kus aloi. Rabbi Shimon says it only comes from communal funds, as it says there, an eternal law, meaning from the one with which the covenant was made. Kalil takte, kalil haktara. And the phrase, it shall be completely burned, teaches us bring it complete for the burning.